The roads are winding, the lights are blinding. I hope I'm not the only one that can see it. I mean, it's so obvious. I don't even have words to explain how obvious it is. You might say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the hologram. It's a hologram. It's a hologram. It's a repeat, fractal, simulated hologram. I'm going down the road, right? The dashes are repeating. The telephone poles are repeating. The stoplights are repeating. The fence posts are repeating. The clouds are repeating. The trees are repeating. The grass is repeating. It's all a repetition. And the reason that it repeats is because you couldn't function if it didn't. You wouldn't have a function. You can see the patterns in clothing. You can see the patterns in genealogy. The parents and the children. You can see the patterns in the Android, the iPhone. Notice how the Android and the iPhone merged. They've merged, even though it's a different operating system, they merged into the same kind of output. If you study programming languages, they're all the same. They might have different words and little dashes or dots in the wrong different places, but they're all a comma here instead of there. They're all still doing the same thing. Goes back to ones and zeros. So if ones and zeros are the root of this reality, the male and the female, the one and the zero, the one is the male, the zero is the female. So what happens when a man and woman come together? They make a baby, a copy, a reproduction. Reproduce, be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and reproduce. One times one, one times two, multiplication. Two times two is four, multiply. The rain patterns, the cycles of the weather, it repeats. The dry season, the wet season, the patterns in the weather. It continues as it was before. Look at a storage space. The doors repeat. The windows repeat. The screens repeat. The light posts repeat. To not be able to see it. The only reason I can figure that people can't see it is number one, they just haven't really thought about it. They just they're so busy, preoccupied with life that they don't really see the patterns. I mean, the houses are repeating, the driveways are repeating, it's a fractal repeat. It's impossible to deny. You go to one city, it's just like another city. Conversations repeat. you talk to enough people, you've already heard it 1,000 times. You've already heard the same story 1,000 times. The reason there's a repeat is because you couldn't function without it. So every moment is a deja vu because you've already experienced it before. This happened before. Yeah, everything's happened before. There's nothing new under the sun. The Bible makes it clear what has been shall be and what shall be has been. It's very clear. And if you really meditate on that, those verses in the Bible that talk about nothing new under the sun, what has been shall be, what shall be has been, that which is past. God holds the past accountable to the present, and so forth, something to that effect in Ecclesiastes and other places. But if you really, the glass repeat, the bricks repeat, the siding, the shingles repeat, it's all repetitious. And so when you wake up to it, it's obvious. But the only reason I can figure people don't wake up to it is, number one, they've never thought about it because they're so busy and preoccupied. But eventually, you have to see it because you go to that same job every day. You wake up with that same alarm clock every day. You brush your teeth every day. You have to eventually wake up to it. But the only reason people really don't wake up to the fact that it's a fractal hologram is because they don't really know what the definition of a fractal hologram is. And another reason is if you see it, it becomes monotonous. And a lot of people would go into depression or become an alcoholic or something because they're not ready to enter into worship. Because once you see it's all repeat, you either worship the natural repeat or you worship God. Or you worship yourself. It's all a worship service. The fire hydrants repeat. The same letters you used yesterday to speak, the alphabet, the same phonics you used yesterday to speak, you're using today. The phonics repeat. The alphabet repeats. The letters repeat. The postal service repeats. The potholes in the street repeat. It's so obvious, not even funny anymore. I don't even debate it with people anymore. If they can't see it, it's like you want to shake them. Say, look, it's right in front of you. But in a way, it's... it's better to let them stay where they're at because they would probably go into depression and if they really saw how much it repeats, they'd probably go into depression and they're not ready, especially if they're not saved. If they're not ready to go into worship and being thankful every moment, so every moment is the same. When you really break it down, every moment is the same. Time doesn't exist. Every moment is the now. Tomorrow is no different than today. Yesterday is no different than today. And so every moment is the same. So even if it's a precog or a postcog or right now, it's happening all the time. And what is it? What is it that's happening all the time? The same story of the cross happening all the time. The flesh versus the spirit. The energy of the flesh versus the power of the spirit. Being thankful or being unthankful. It's all the stories in the Bible are happening right now. And somebody's first thing they come up, if they know their Bible, is like, well, Revelation hadn't happened yet. Yeah, it is. It's happening right now. It just hasn't culminated. They still would cut your head off. They would still put 666 on your body. 666 is everywhere right now on the barcodes and everywhere else. It's all around you. Actually, your fingertip to your elbows, 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18 inches. It's always happening. The cube is here. The cube is here. You're in it. But also, faith is here. Faith alone and Jesus alone. It's all happening now. Everything is happening now. Some things just haven't culminated yet. That's why when you have a health issue that's starting to act up or whatever, fix it now. Start working on it now, because if you don't, it's going to culminate into something else. Anything that you do, do it. Okay, you might say, well, what I'm getting ready to say is so important, it's so deep, but it's so simple at the same time a child could understand it. You have a destiny or a destination or a goal, right, that you want to achieve. Well, step into it now. Every month, so let's say, okay, so you got this destiny or destination or goal. Let's say there's this goal that looks like it's 2 years away, right? Well, you can procrastinate and say, oh, I don't know. Or you can just take steps in the now and eventually it'll appear. That's why it's a hologram. If you really think about how this reality is set up, it's almost as if everything is like impossible to accomplish except by faith. You know how many possibilities of things going wrong, even just driving to work, but you get there every day. But there's a lot of obstacles in the road that you still get there every day, moment by moment. You're overcoming moment by moment, and that's what this is. You're in the overcoming mode. Moment by moment. It's an overcoming mode, moment by moment. By faith. It's all by faith. You've seen it all, you've heard it all, you've experienced it all, you just don't know it. There's nothing new. The game just repeats. You know, if you go to the car salesman, you know you're going to get the same story as the other car salesman. They're all trying to sell you a car that you don't even need, probably. You know if a cat walks up, how it's gonna act, because all the cats act the same. You know, if you look at a little squirrel, it looks a little squirrely out in the front yard, you know. It's a fractal hologram. And what you do in the now appears in the next now, in the next now, in the next now. Oprah can call it the secret all day long, but it's not the secret. It's just right in front of your face that every moment is the same.